everybody. Welcome to your Friday. It is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And as Adam Helgeson, your realty expert, loves to do, he loves to do these small town spotlights. Today, Adam and I are going to be talking about the town of Northwood. And that's coming up right after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
Wow, it's been two long days since I've seen you, Mr. Helgeson. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Fri-yay.
Fri-yay.
Hanging out at the Man Show this weekend and tonight. So if you're coming to the Man Show, come find our booth. We're giving away we're doing a drawing for three things. First prize is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could win.
Okay.
I can't. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's an evening of catfishing with the one and only John Roberts.
That's the first place or first prize?
You ever met that guy?
I've heard of him.
I heard he's kind of an a-hole.
That's what I heard too.
He's a good fisherman.
Well, I'm not alone where you heard that.
But yeah, so that's first place. Second prize is a $100 gift card to Albatross. You can do some golfing and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I gave away 200 rounds of 9mm ammo.
I saw that.
The guy never came to pick it up, so hey, I'm giving it away again.
He never came to pick up 200 rounds of free ammunition.
Nope. I had it sitting up front for months. I left him multiple messages. He never came to get it, so I'm like, screw it.
I have been looking for boxes of 243 shells now for about 2 weeks.
Good for you, exactly.
A bunch of good friends of mine, they go on a yearly hog hunt down in Texas.
Yep.
And my buddy is having all kinds of problems trying to find 243 ammunition. Anytime you get free ammo, boy, I tell you. Small town spotlight, Northwood, North Dakota. I'm going to be honest with you, Adam. I don't know a lot about Northwood. I know they had a horrible tornado go through there a couple of years ago, but the town I know has rebounded, and it's a beautiful little town.
It is an amazing little town. It's very popular with the military, the air base. It's close to Larimore. The tornado came through in 07, if I remember right.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Built a nice, big, brand-new high school then, and community just rebounded and built up nice. There's a Deaconess Hospital there, so they're always looking for like RNs and nurses and offering good sign-on bonuses, and there's a little sports dealer there for boats and RVs.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, snowmobiles, stuff like that. Northwood, now how far of a drive is that from Grand Forks? It's not very far.
I want to say it's 26 miles from Thompson, and Thompson's like what, 8 miles from mm-hmm. here. So it's not a bad drive. We have a couple agents that actually live in Thompson and are, huge in the Thompson the Northwood community. They live in Northwood. And Hatton's right over there too, which is a nice little town. But Northwood is kind of growing.
It's kind of
a hot commodity.
It's too bad that the reason they have the new school is why they do, but man, you read about it all over the news. I mean, you look at Grand Forks right now. Most of our schools are old. They're falling apart. And when people are looking to move, especially if they're coming from out of state and they want to get into these smaller towns but still yet be close enough to the bigger towns, this is like perfect.
Yeah.
New school, new everything.
Yeah, there's a couple little bars, little restaurants there. It's just an awesome little town. Nice and clean. There's a park. You're close to there's a little lake out there.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Golden Lake?
Golden Lake, yeah.
It's more of a weedy pond, but it's...
Yeah. I've caught fish there.
Yeah.
Now, your life is different than mine. You have smaller children.
Yep.
I don't. I know what I'm looking for if I'm going to move. If I'm going to move to a town like Northwood, I know what I'm looking for. But with you, a family man with smaller children, what are the things you would look for? Say you're Adam Helgeson, I'm just coming in, I'm moving from California. Why would I want to go to Northwood? What would you look for?
I would look for safety.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a tight, close-knit community. So your kids can run around, You don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can ride their bike to school. They can, go down to the little grocery store or hang out. They're good at athletics.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the school programs there are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And just commute to other stuff around where you're still close to Grand Forks. You're like 11 miles from Larimore, like 8 miles from Hatton.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff around.
And let's face it, too. There's not a lot of places in North Dakota around water. Yeah. Golden Lake is, I'm guessing, probably the nearest lake from Grand Forks on the North Dakota side.
On the North Dakota side,
yes. But then you mentioned its proximity, very close to Larimore, which has got a beautiful facility there with the dam and all that stuff. But it's a nice little slice of heaven there around that Northwood area because of the water and the things to do.
Yeah, we were just joking as far as the real estate market that Northwood's the California of North Dakota. I mean, it's getting very popular and there's houses sell very quick there. There's a lot of people who want to head out there.
Yeah. So. What's the market like in Northwood now? Do you know or not?
I want to say there's like only like one or two available.
Uh-huh.
There's a fourplex that just sold out there. There's a nice townhouse. They're building newer townhouses out there. Our twin homes, I guess I should say, that are very nice, that are selling very quick. And
you know what? These small towns, that should tell you something right there. No, there's not a lot of places for sale here because people love living here.
Yep, exactly. I mean, the median age out there, it's an older community, so it's the median age is 55.9.
Oh, okay.
Which is a little older compared to some of the other cities and stuff we've had on the Small Town Spotlight. Median average house is like 159. So that's bad.
No.
Average income, median income is 57. So that's a little lower, but in small town, you know, it goes a little farther. So,
you know, more and more people are moving to the small towns. Northwood's a great example. Thompson's a great example. Grand Forks, pretty soon, I got a feeling, is going to be touching Thompson. I mean, they almost are now, but these small towns around here, they're the ones that are really, you know, it used to be 20 years ago that the small towns, it seemed like they were dying.
Yeah.
You know, for example, me, growing up in Thief River Falls, I couldn't wait to leave. A lot of people can't. They can't wait to leave, and then they move somewhere. You did the same thing. I moved out to the West Coast. It took me a couple of years to figure out that, what am I doing out here? This is not me. I belong back in North Dakota, Minnesota, nice. And now it's the opposite. People are getting sick and tired of what's happening on the West Coast, the East Coast, and all of these places, and the crime. And you mentioned the safety. Remember when we were kids, you had your little area where you could go, but you could ride your bike pretty much anywhere. You could hang around with the kids when the street lights come on. It's time to come home, unless you were at the outdoor hockey rink. Then you could stay a little later. But it's not that way anymore. When I lived in California, I tell you what, I would not want to raise a family there now. Yeah. Things have changed, but when you get to these towns like Northwood, it's kind of like it was when we were young, where you didn't have to worry. Everybody looks out for everybody. Oh, look at the, you know, there's Adam Jr. riding his bike down the street there, and everybody knows everybody, and that's a cool thing.
It is. You know, and a lot of people in these big cities don't know what they're missing. They think they have everything. Mm. You know, it's like, no, you really don't. You know, when it comes down to it, you'd be surprised how many calls I get on a weekly basis from Oregon, Washington. You know what I mean? Not so much East Coast. It's a lot of the West Coast that are like, I am done with this BS.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back. And I'm like, yeah, come up to North Dakota. And it's kind of like going back to 1950. You know what I mean?
We're
just laid back. You know, everyone watches out for each other. Even in my little neighborhood here in Grand Forks, you know, the kids run rampant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tell where they are based on the bikes and scooters laying in the front yard. You know what I mean? And also the dad would come knock on my door. Hey, is so-and-so here? Nope. I think they're down there. Okay.
Yeah. And there's no worries. They're not coming over freak. No. Oh, have you seen my son? Yep. Another thing, you know, even if we use the Minneapolis-St. Paul area for an example, there's always something to do in Minneapolis-St. Paul. That's why we're here. Okay. I have got a lot of relatives, nieces, nephews, cousins down in the cities. And if they want to go visit each other, it's an hour drive.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a Twins game, it's an hour drive. If you want to go to a UND Fighting Hawks hockey game or football game and you live in Northwood, it's a half-hour drive, and I guarantee you that half hour is going to be a lot easier of a drive than it was if you were driving across Minneapolis-St. Paul.
I have clients coming in from they just came in from Oregon, and they said they had one of those tall, skinny townhomes, mm-hmm. like kind of like, you know, at the Promenade District or whatever we have here. And they said the backyard was like the size of my cubicle at my office.
Oh, wow.
They just sold that for like $400,000.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, it was I had about a half hour to 45 minute commute to work, and it was 7 miles away.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would go insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I would rather drive a half hour drive in open country, just cruising, you know what I mean, than sitting in traffic just...
And I went through the same thing when I lived in California. I worked in a small town next to where I lived. And when the commute wasn't on, you got four lanes going each direction.
Yeah.
I rode a motorcycle. It took me 7 minutes to get to work. During the commute, 45 minutes to an hour to go 7 miles on a motorcycle.
I'd be driving the curb.
Yeah. Well, you know, out there you'd try to scoot in between the cars, but you had to be careful because these people didn't like you getting ahead of them. They'd open their car door.
Oh,
you know, some places it's legal to go in between cars on a motorcycle.
Florida, but it is. Anywhere there's pavement, you can ride a motorcycle. So you can be on the,
Florida's
nuts. But.
And I tell you what, people out there are a little different.
They are.
They're completely. That's the one thing you find when these people come from a coast, east, west, whatever, south. They freak out. It takes them a year to realize, wow, people are really nice around here. I mean, you thought it was just a front when you first got here because, oh, I got my new neighbor. I better be pretty nice to him. But then you find out it's that way all the time.
Yep, exactly. We have another client, too, coming up from Florida. He was from the Naples area.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the amount of people flocking from the West Coast and New York and stuff to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The politics. He's like, it's a circus. He's like, I got to get the hell out of here. He's like, I have heard nothing but good things about North Dakota. And he bought a house sight unseen and is on his way up.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's...
Sight unseen at a lot cheaper price.
Yes.
So, okay, we got the Man Show going on starting tonight. Do you know exactly, I'm sure you're set up, but do you, if people are looking for the Berkshire Hathaway booth, where do they got to go and where can they find you?
You know what? We haven't set up yet. We set up here this afternoon.
Oh, so okay.
I have no flipping clue where we're going to be. So... It's like a game of hide and seek.
Yeah, and I think they usually, don't they usually have like a map when you walk in where they can kind of give you an idea?
But you want to go check out all the booths anyways, you know?
Sure, so. Yeah. And you for sure want to register for that catfishing trip.
Yes, we have some good giveaways, you know, come by. People always like, why the hell are you a realtor at a man show? I'm like, hey, you buy a new boat, you might need a lake cabin.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Whatever, I actually got two home sales out of it last year from just the estimate people, and yeah. So I'll have two young ladies with me, Cassie Cardinal, who is one of my podcasts. She's taking over the Crookston office. She's going to be hanging out there with me. And then we have Caitlin Ramberg, who is a young new agent who's kind of an introvert. So we're going to, between Cassie and I think we'll have her a little outspoken by the end of the man show. So.
If she's going to be hanging with you for the weekend, I'm guessing, yeah.
Well, you remember Cassie, too. She puts me to shame when it comes to talking.
She does. Those Red Lake Falls girls, you know, I tell you. If somebody wants to get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson, Adam, how do they do that?
Best way is my cell phone. I always have it on me. 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com, for all your real estate needs. Or you can call any of us real estate experts at Berkshire Hathaway at 746-0303.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam Helgeson. There you go, your small town spotlight featuring Northwood, North Dakota. Catch Adam. He'll be at the Berkshire Hathaway booth this weekend at the Man Show. That starts later on today. And make sure you register for these prizes. And you know what? If you're wondering, is he really like this in real life? Stop in and talk to him yourself. Until Wednesday, everybody, have fun at the Man Show. And that is your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast.